The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
North Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee. Those states all border Virginia, and it used to be that if you had a concealed carry permit issued from them, then Virginia would automatically recognize it as valid within its borders, too. But now, out-of-staters will have to apply specifically for a permit from Virginia, says Attorney General Mark Herring.
Our General Assembly has already identified who can and cannot conceal their handguns in Virginia. Those standards should apply to everyone in Virginia equally at all times. They should not be undermined by wrongly recognizing permits from other states with more permissive standards.
According to Virginia law, someone can be disqualified for a concealed carry permit for a number of reasons, including having received mental health treatment or being convicted of a DUI or stalking.
But that person with stalking or assault convictions could receive a permit in their home state, one that has lower safety standards than Virginia, and then conceal their handgun while in a Virginia restaurant or rest area or grocery store or wherever.
The announcement comes after a months-long review of other states' laws. The Attorney General has the power to do that audit, but it hasn't been a regular process in the past. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.